Welcome back to Roleplay, Balance of Power, going into the fourth hour, the light side. And Zed, you're about to, you know when R2 sticks his little hacking doodle into the fucking thing and it goes all crazy and it's flying? I could do that to you right now if I wanted to. I could.
Okay.
I could make you go flying. I'm not going to, though. That's kind of boring, just dealing with damage. So I think that when we come back, we fade in on... the room, the like sort of donut shaped computer terminal room. It's all dark. There's a big, massive like pile of cables leading upstairs into the ceiling.
Okay, before you go on.
All right.
I'm going to try and curtail the so I want to know, okay. As soon as, because it says cause bad motivator. Cause one targeted device to spontaneously fail. So as soon as I like see that, like, oh shit, I totally fucked up. Can I make the box just go?
You can do that immediately after, but okay, you can't escape the despair.
Okay. That's all I want to know then. I'll save it then.
Okay. All right. So the despair, let me take a quick look at computers just to see what my options might be.
Can I just have the swan song skill, Adam, where we can just reroll anything we want?
No. So leave behind trace information of your own system and the system being sliced. So here's what happens. Downstairs, again, we get one of these, like, someone's terminal starts, like, blinking and turning red. We can see it on the person's face. And they turn, and she says, she's like, sir, we have an intrusion. And Primark walks over, and we see on the monitor a display of the attempted intrusion, the location of the intrusion, and we see... first of all, a picture of Zed, right? Like Zed's droid model, and like your serial number, and like basically just pulls down your she just grabs your hard drive, basically. And so we see just all this information listed in the database. She looks at it, and she scowls slightly, and she's like, "All right, process this." And she turns over her shoulder and to the dark. There's the darkness behind her. She's like, "TI-85. Go and check that out." And we hear a voice from behind her that's like,
"Yes, ma'am."
And this huge stormtrooper just like walks past her. And we see the door open and he disappears beyond the door. Outside, Zed, you don't realize anything has gone wrong. Except that you just can't get access. There's just a pile of information, right? You're lost in this stream of like phone calls and emails and like, you know, it's just everybody's information getting poured into the stream, and you can't figure out any good data. Gunner, it looks like, you know, nobody, you don't see anybody around. Where are the other two of you? While this is happening, Kes, you and Talra,
Well, he's like in the middle of this big open square, right? Basically, near this like pole.
He's actually hidden off to like to the side. Like, you only know he's there because Gunner like signaled you, but you can't like if you're just. You looking in the area, you couldn't see them. Both of them are hidden.
Right. Okay. And then is the bunker within like eyesight of where Zed and Gunner are? Okay.
Yeah, you can see if you want to. Like, this is the question I'm asking, right? Do you want to be in a position to like see the door or?
Yeah, that's what I was like watching the door to make sure, or like watch when people are coming in and out.
Okay.
So you can figure out how they're doing that. Or if...
And then Talra, so where are you doing that from? Are you like in an alley? Are you on a roof?
Like by the side of the building, yeah. Like on ground level.
Okay. Yeah, like a side alley looking down the street. You like peek out. Okay. And Talra, where are you?
I've got the disguise that we've had earlier, so kind of obscured. I'm checking out vendors and stuff near the area, very close to it, and staying around it, kind of walking a perimeter around it, staying close to the front, and just kind of waiting for basically to hear from Zed, ready to go whenever I need to. But yeah, just nearby, but being inconspicuous.
Okay, so you, I think, Cass, you're the one that sees this. He doesn't come out the front door. He appears out of an alley, not the one you're in, but you see him walk out into the street. You see this huge ass stormtrooper just like step out into the alley, and people kind of like scatter when they see him. He's not carrying any weapons, but he has this like huge kind of like on the stormtrooper armor. There's usually like a little backpack kind of area where you could like lock on a back. He's got like a big pack on the back, and you can see two like obvious ventral like jump jets on the bottom of it. As well, there's some like equipment that looks like he could open it up or it might unfold into something, but he doesn't have any weapons on him. Also his fists, like from kind of like mid, forearm down, are way bigger than they should be. And there are, on his knuckles, there are little like metal, like nodules that are, sparking, a little bit as he walks out of the alley. Oh, and yeah, with Terminator like intensity, he walks straight towards where Zed and Gunnar are.
Oh man, it's a good thing I can't get scared.
Kestrel.
Yes, Commander.
Think you may need to find a new droid.
I've already given up.
So I have my respirator on right now. Even though, you know, like we can breathe in the train, just in case anything happened. Uh-huh. And I have this part of my suit that goes over my head and covers my hair, but it's not on right now, you know? Okay. So I'm in very tight, like sneaking suit outfit with my utility belts. My hair is out, you know, kind of down, kind of messy. And the second that I see this guy coming for me, you know, I'm not quick about it. I just start going for my sword. And I'm going to wait for him.
Okay. Yeah, so you get notification that he's coming. So you could run. The two of you could take off if you want. He's headed towards the post now. I guess you all have an opportunity to do basically like one quick thing before he gets there.
I think I'm going to try to slip down the alley that he came out of and try to figure out where he came out of it.
Okay. Sure. So that's what you're going to do. Kes, what are you doing?
I mean, are we going to try and fight this guy or like?
I think that's actually the best course of action.
You think we should try to engage him now?
I think you guys can
by himself, maybe.
So he, just to be clear, do we see any stormtroopers around us or just this guy?
In your immediate, we'll make a perception check and we'll see what you see in your immediate vicinity.
What are my difficulties?
Difficulty is, I think, 3 in this case, because there's a crowd. If you, you're looking for, yeah, 3 purple, not just like obvious stormtroopers, but like any other kind of dangerous.
Situation. So can I do a comms thing? Like, does anyone see any stormtroopers to get any extra
blue? If everybody wants to stop and take a second to look around as their action. Yep.
What do you guys think before we attack? Take a quick glance.
I'm not going to stop. I'm keeping my eyes on him and okay. I'm tactically retreating.
Wait, you're retreating? I thought we were going to
find him. I took out my sword in case he charges me. I have a defensive on my sword, but okay. I'm retreating.
Okay, so I can just roll. You guys can keep your options open.
I mean, I've already been on watch, so I'm down to help.
Yeah, okay. I think Kes is already helping, and then Gunnar is going to try to cover Zed's escape. The two of you are going to try to run away before he gets there, or are you just hanging out? Well, let's do the perception roll first.
Okay, so one blue from Kestrel and 3 purple?
Yeah.
Okay. Boom. Shit.
Okay, all right. So looking around, you don't see any... you don't see what you were looking for, right? If he has backup, all you can see are just people around. It's a good bet that once the Empire knows there's something going on, they'll send additional stormtroopers, and they won't be very far away. You can use that advantage to pass along on like a leadership test or helping someone take a shot, the same as you normally would with advantage, because you have a general tactical sense of the situation. But yeah.
I have zero strain, so I will go ahead and I can use one advantage to pass a blue to the next person's skill check, correct? And then I can spend the other two to a person of my choice.
That's right. Yep.
Let's do that. So I'll give one blue to the next person to take a chance, and then before my next turn, I'll pick another person.
Okay. All right. So that's what you two are doing, right? Getting a look at the situation. I'll say you want to look down that hallway or down the alley. I mean, you see immediately like one of the hidden cameras that Gunnar had pointed out, pointed at the courtyard, which is probably where he came from. So you could run down that way, but the camera would spot you.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Or you shoot it, I guess.
Seeing that, and more importantly, seeing that the rest of the team is not retreating and that this guy's walking towards Zed, I'm going to turn around and kind of, at that point, ready with the team.
So my question for Gunnar and Zed, are you going to run away before he gets within visual range of you? Because you are still hidden visually. All he knows is there's a problem at the comms relay. Zed, you succeeded enough that you could just pull out, slam the door and run. You could also stand and fight if you want to.
When you're infiltrating a base, Zed, there's no reason to engage in combat when you don't need to. I'm going to get you out of here.
Okay. You want to try and escape?
I call Satara saying, now might be your chance.
To attack?
Get into the bunker. Find out
to get into the bunker? But we don't know how to get into the bunker, right?
Find out like where it is exactly.
Well,
those two have already acted. I just need to know, Gunnar and Zed, are you going to go try to find somewhere else to hide? You're going to?
I am.
Okay. All right. And Zed, you're going to go along?
Yes.
Okay. So this time it's being opposed by this guy's perception. So let me find what it is on his sheet.
Real quick while he's doing that, guys, one thing we could think about doing is if you guys want to try to distract this big guy and deal with him, I could try to find a way into the bunker and bring her out with a gun to her head, because that could control him if we can't beat him in combat.
Right.
So the stealth check here, Gunner, is your normal check plus one black die for bringing Zed along with you. One blue die for the crowd, and then the difficulty is two red.
I'm just reading the description of Skull Duggery, and it says escape from a cell and navigate away from security elements.
Yeah. You can totally help with Skull Duggery.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so you get another blue die.
Okay, three purple, one red?
No, just two red.
Oh, I see. No black. Yeah.
So we had double the chance for a huge failure.
Yeah.
We see how well that worked out last time.
This will be easy. I guess I fail, but...
You do fail, but you buy some advantage. So I think what happens is you go to like...
Actually, could I have... I could have... Because I went next, right? So I should have had another blue dice.
Yeah. Roll one more blue.
So should I
also the advantage for me?
That's what we're rolling. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just in your, if you clear your dice pool and just have one blue and then click the little D20 under dice pool. There you go. Okay. So still failure, but you've got five advantage, which you can use or pass along or whatever, but you realize, and I think part of the advantage is you realize that you're not hidden, right? So you run off into the crowd behind you. Away from the tower. And the crowd kind of like splits to like move out of the way. And so he's got a clean line of sight to you. He's got like speakers built into his armor. So you hear this clearly, everyone hears this. And he goes, lay on the ground with your hands on your head. And like a bunch of people just like put their hands up and like drop to their knees. And you're just like left, like kind of like fleeing with your droid in tow. So what do? You have an opportunity to do something because you have some advantage. You know he could see you.
I'm going to like how like okay. As far as rounds go, how many rounds is he behind us?
Let's roll initiative. We'll start using whether you fight him or not. We'll keep combat in order.
Okay. The reason why I asked is because I want as we're fleeing, I want to take one of the stun grenades off of my belt and leave it on the ground, and you know do a delayed detonation like it said you could.
Yeah. You could have done that because you didn't really act. You could have pulled the trigger and left it behind you as you were being pulled away.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
That's definitely one of them. And also, like, if, oh shit, if the crowd wasn't down, it'd be like, if they were up, it'd just go, and, like, people would fall in front of him.
Where did you leave it? Just by the, like, in his path, or?
Yeah, as soon as we were being chased, like, as soon as I noticed we're being chased, and he, like, said people, like, get down, like, I drop it and keep going.
Okay. So I've got his initiative in there.
Okay.
Sweet Jesus. TI-85 kills all of you before you can act.
He's got two and two. So everybody roll, like Talra and Kes.
Are we rolling cool?
Yes, because you expect there to be a fight. He does not. All right, two and one.
Can I use my own advantage in that?
You can't use advantage for initiative. No.
Yeah. I just zero out the dice and roll it.
Yeah, Gunner actually re-roll without that blue die in the pool.
Oh, can I use from the last move? Can I use one of my advantages to remove my one strain?
Yeah, definitely.
What affects initiative?
Just your cool in this case. Cooler vigilance, depending.
Oh, and that's presence.
Okay, so Gunnar, your original... I got even better that time. All right, so your original one was 2 and 1. Okay, all right. So technically, one person can go before he gets to act. Now, you will have left, Zed, you will have left the grenade in the way already.
Okay.
So you timed it, and so you were trying to time it for what? Him to walk onto it as he walks
within, towards you. Yeah, within the blast radius of the...
Okay.
Of the grenade. So I mean, a sun grenade. I'm guessing it's a grenade. It has a radius, so it doesn't have to be like precise, but close only counts.
Sure. Yeah. Definitely. That's fine. So you pull the pin. You like click it on and drop it behind you as you flee, and then the crowd spreads away. Now someone can go, and then I'll take an action for him. Who's gonna go?
Can I use the two advantage that Talra still had?
Yeah. Well, Talra hasn't decided who to pass it to, so yeah, if you want to give it to somebody.
Oh,
which will work to you.
And I look like Gunner is with me, so
yeah. Let me place you all on the range thing here, so you know how far away you are from him.
The thing is that I don't know if I can attack into him if he's going over the stun.
Well, that's what I was gonna just say. Grenade out.
So Talra and Kestrel are kind of out of the fight. You're at extreme range. You can't really shoot him from where you are.
Right. Can you say grenade up, red alert?
He is...
grenade up, red alert.
And, okay. Put a name on him here. There we go. All right. So he is currently at long range from Zed and Gunner. And the grenade is currently kind of like here, like at short range. So with the hope that as he comes towards you, actually, I guess you'd want to have left it far enough away that you don't get hit by it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. So we'll put it at medium range.
I snuck behind this guy and he did not notice me go into the alley. Or where I am right now. So he's
no, he wasn't really looking. Like he's just going straight out.
Great. And I saw the camera and everything, but did I ascertain an entrance to the bunker that he came out of?
No, you did not. You only saw the camera that leads back into the open area.
Okay.
Yeah. Into the courtyard.
So what are these extra icons up here next to Talra?
Oh, they're just my, I copy and paste them. They're not actually. Oh,
okay, cool. Yeah. So the only one we actually care about is that one in the middle. Okay.
Yeah, this guy right here.
Okay.
Good old TI. So, cool. All right. Who's going right now?
Well, I mean, I guess I'm only like one circle away from him, right? So I could shoot him from where I am.
Yeah. You're at,
I could take a shot.
Yeah, you're at short range from him.
Okay. Real quick though, if Kes, if you take a shot, could that potentially have him stop and come to you and not run over the nade?
Oh yeah,
it almost certainly will. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so then we want him to follow Zed and Gunner, right? So that goes towards the nade.
If I take a shot, can I then have my vibro sword out still next round?
Yeah, you can maneuver to pull out your weapons and then take a shot. You won't be able to aim, but you can.
Can I just tie my gun to the end of my sword?
And No. You could make some kind of cool gun blade, but not right now.
All right. So I don't know if we can do it like this. So like I said, I crit with only one advantage now.
Yep.
So I'd really like to use those two blue dice. But if I go now without the blue dice, can I use it afterwards? Or no?
No, they only last a round. So, yeah, okay. It has to happen now.
So I'm the last person that can even use them.
Yes. Yeah, you have to use the ones that Talra gave you.
Okay. So I'm going to grab them. So what's my difficulty to hit with a light blaster, probably?
Is it a pistol?
I don't think it's a pistol. I think it's a blaster.
Yeah, it's a light blaster pistol. You can't shoot him from here. He's too far away. You have to be at short range to hit him with a pistol.
Can I take one strain to move forwards, or will I get hit by the blast?
If you just run straight towards him, yeah, you'll get hit by the grenade.
Okay, I just posture with my sword in front of me.
Okay, all right. So you stop, and you've got Zed. I guess you stand in front of Zed and like pull your sword out and do the Indiana Jones, like whip it around.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you're too cool for that shit.
Okay, you know, I just want to say this real fast. A lot of people seem to think that Gunner is like, you know, he has really cool action sequences and his hair is really cool. But and he's a very, very beautiful human specimen. Like, I will say that. Sick action shots. But he doesn't think of himself as anything special looks-wise, you know? So, you know, and he prepared for this mission. But after encountering the bounty hunter, he definitely realizes he has a lot more to learn and a lot more to pick up. But he's really not narcissistic. That's just the out of character stuff cinematics. Even though he is beautiful, he's not narcissistic. If anything, which you've probably been able to tell, is more self-loathing at times, you know, and he's kind of emotionally not all there. He doesn't feel anything when he ends people's lives. So not narcissistic, but he is cool.
He is cool.
just other people know it. You don't know you're cool.
The best kind of cool. All right. So if you want to hold, Gunner, if you don't want to go, who's going to take an action now? Kes and Talra are both closest to the stormtrooper.
Well, but we don't want
to. Oh, yeah.
We don't want to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I use my turn to examine the alley and try to find an entrance?
Yes. Yeah. You could go take a turn.
Yeah.
Okay. The thing is, here's the question. Do you want to run out into range of the, you can't see the, basically, you get two choices. The camera can see you, but you can see the courtyard, or deal with the camera, and then you can see the courtyard, but, right? Because the camera is looking at the corner. You're going to have to be...
Here's a bit meta for you. So when we saw her tell the guy to leave the bunker, in that little scene there, did we see any more stormtroopers in the bunker?
No, the audience did not see any more stormtroopers. Damn in the bunker.
Okay. So I think what I'm going to do is, I kind of want to shoot the camera.
Okay. And then
the only thing I'm a little bit worried about is if I shot the camera, then if there's any kind of like lockdown, or, you know, like they could just put the entire bunker and lock every door and we'd never see the girl. Like I'm very torn on how we should approach this. Like, my thinking is maybe if while you guys are dealing with the big guy, I can go in and hopefully there's not a lot of defense in there and I could pull her out. And then like, if things are going south with you dudes, I could just walk up with her with a gun to her head and be like, you touch any of those dudes and she's gone. And then he would be forced to basically just stop. But Of course, there's about a billion obstacles between me and getting to her. There could be more stormtroopers inside, which I certainly couldn't fight by myself. Who knows if I can even get in, if we're going to even open the door. So, and if I walk in this camera's range, we're exposed, or if I destroy it.
So can we try and incapacitate the guy and then go in as a group?
We could, which in that case, I'll probably pass my turn, or I don't know how that would work, Adam, because we want
someone. Someone's got to go, whoever it is. It's not anybody's turn, right?
Can we ready action? Like, can we spend our turn to give our advantage next turn? Because we want TI-85. I love the calculator reference, by the way. We want TI-85 to walk over that pulse grenade, and if we interact with him in any way, then he's not going to do that.
Correct.
So can we like take aim or prepare for the next?
Yes. Turn? If someone takes a turn to aim, that's something they could do. But that counts as taking a turn.
Right? We could both spend our turn aiming.
Well, only one person needs to go before a TI gets to go. And if someone's going to aim, it might as well be Kes, because Kes gets the most out of aiming.
You want to do that, Kes?
I'm going to aim but not shoot.
Yeah, because then you'll get the aim bonus basically twice.
Okay. Right?
Because that's.
I mean,
that's
yeah. If everyone else, if no one else wants to do anything, then sure, I'll just do that. Whatever.
Okay. All right. So you're gonna aim. All right. So Ti sees the two of you. And you have your weapons out, right, Gunner? Or like you have your sword.
Yeah, my sword out.
All right. Cool. So he's just walking towards you at like a slightly faster than walking pace, and he says he's like.
Tampering with Imperial equipment is a crime punishable by death. Possession of a Class 6 weapon is a crime punishable by death.
And as he's speaking, you can see that he puts his hand up and like grabs something from his backpack. And the backpack kind of like unfolds. You can see this, Kes and Tara. You see it like open up. And he takes a gun, unfolds out of the backpack, and like attaches itself to his arm. And it's about like a meter and a half long. It's got like four like barrels, about yay big, and it's attached by like a cable to his backpack. And as he's walking forward, there's this like whining sound, and the barrels start to spin around. And then he steps onto the grenade, which goes off. Like he I don't think he even looks at it. He just walks over it, and it goes off.
So we're fighting a Brotherhood of Steel, basically.
No, I just. Yeah. Look kinda. At the guy. The first thing that popped into my mind was Bill Murray going, oh, darn it.
So let me take a look at the qualities of your little stun grenade here.
Your little stun grenade. You don't have to insult us, please. it's
damage 8, disorient 3, stun damage, blast 8, limited ammo. Yeah.
Okay. So to generate the pool, you still have to roll. But we'll treat it as if he was at short range instead of you throwing. So make a light weapons test at difficulty of. So any attack on him is upgraded and takes a black die. So the difficulty is one red die and one black die, and then make a light weapon check.
One black. One red.
One red. Yep.
And do we get? Do we add like advantage dice from the planning with the bounty hunter?
No. So that die you can use once to say like you have something that you like. Basically, you just flashback to being like, I have this in this situation.
Okay. Anyone mind if I use a light side point, like our last one for this?
Go for it.
Okay.
I'm also going to use a dark side point. So put
upgrade.
Yeah.
Upgrade on both sides.
Yeah. Technically the pool is going to be, an upgrade, a red die and a black die on one side. And then on your side, one upgrade. And, you can carry an advantage forward from, oh no, this is the beginning of your round. So that's it. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. One upgrade, plus my light. Where are you? Range light. There we go. Okay.
Yes, yeah,
I'm good. I mean, this is a good set of dice. Let's go.
All right. So you generate, it's not a hit. You generate, you slow him down, but I think what happens is you can use that advantage in the same way to like notice something, or you can pass an advantage, or you can create a disadvantage, something like that. That's it. But the actual effect doesn't, the stun grenade doesn't do anything to him. So I think actually what happens is that as he takes the gun out and, the gun, appears, I think he just steps on the grenade, as it goes off. Okay. And I'm going to check real quick with blast, but I think to trigger it, you have to hit first. So let's take a quick look at the goods and qualities here. Yeah, if the attack succeeded. So yeah, he steps on the grenade. It goes off. There's a bright flash and some sparking effects. And he staggers for a second. And you've got three advantage to spend. So how do you want to spend those? You can negate his defensive bonus for the rest of the round. You can perform a maneuver. I guess actually you can't perform a maneuver because it's not on your turn, but you can add a die to the next allied character's check or add a die to any character's check, both of those, or you can negate his armor for the rest of the round.
Okay. I'm actually honestly looking at Disorient.
Okay.
Disorient 3. Okay. It says, when a weapon with disorienting can daze an opponent, when a disorient is triggered, the target is disoriented for a number of rounds equal to the weapon's disorient rating. A disorient target adds black die to all skill checks he performs.
Yeah, but you need to hit with it.
Okay, so it's only if you hit. Okay.
Yeah, to trigger those.
All the shit is based on me hitting something with a goddamn grenade. All right.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, let's take off his let's take off his defense.
Okay, all right. So yeah, I think that he's having an armor malfunction for now, and that'll last until he acts again. So on his turn, he maneuvered from long to medium, and that's it. Yeah, and then he got hit by the grenade. Let me just double check one more thing, and then we will carry on here. Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. Sorry, you had something to say?
Yeah. Blast. Blast 8. Okay. However, the user may also trigger blast if the attack misses by spending 3 advantage. In this case, the original target and every target engaged with the original target suffers damage equal to the blast rating of the weapon.
Oh, okay, good. Boom, yeah, so, there we go. Instead of negating his defense, you hit him.
Man, I looked at every single one of those.
That's good. Things. You're going to need him. So, so here's the thing. So you trigger it. What's the damage on the stun grenade?
8.
Okay. His soak is 8. So it goes off.
Okay. Well, perfect. Yeah.
His soak is 8?
His soak is 8.
I don't think my gun can hit for more than that.
I don't. My sword does 5, but I have crits, so I don't know.
Yeah, being able to crit is how you're going to be able to do that. But yeah, so the grenade goes off, and it damages him, but his soak is too high. Just like the lightning kind of like washes over him, and he just keeps terminatoring towards you. The other three of you can go in whatever order.
It's been my turn to run. Fuck this. I'm out.
I know. Like, are we still trying to fight him, or are we trying to get into the bunker now? Like, what's the? I thought we were trying to get in the bunker more than anything.
You guys had the opportunity to not engage him and go around when I told Ko. When I told Talra, this is your chance. That was your opportunity to go.
To run, like not come back.
To get to the bunker. When I said this is your chance, it was for you to do that. But you can make your own decision. I'm going to go for it, though.
You're going to try and fight him. But like what? 2 versus this monster, if Tara and I go inside the bunker, like Zed and Gunner are just kind of left hanging.
Yeah, not only, I mean, this thing is a walking tank at this point. So, I mean, the problem is though, if we try to go for the bunker, like at that point, the bunker will be notified that they're under attack. So if this is anything like a real bunker, the first thing you'd probably do is go into lockdown. Like, we'd have to cut the door open. It especially since there's a camera over the door, which we would need to either disable, and I think Adam made it clear we can't sneak around it.
If we don't kill him and we go to the bunker, he's just going to follow us to the bunker. So, like, we're just going to have to fight him plus other people eventually.
But, I mean...
So maybe we just fight him.
I don't know if we should fight him, though. I mean, I'll be perfectly blunt. Eight soak, like, that... And if he has eight soak, his hit points are probably insane as well. Like, does he have any overt weaknesses? Like, you said something about a cable going from the gun to his back. Could we do anything from an RP perspective? Shoot at weak points? Like, is it just raw numbers at this point, Adam?
I have Sunder on my torch, which destroys weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get into melee with him, or I bet, does your Vibro Sword have Sunder?
Vibro Sword has, you just upgraded it, right? What are the stats for it now? Like, it has Pierce, like the Pierce is better, right?
I don't have Sunder on my Vibro Sword.
Yeah.
Okay. No, my fusion cutter has Sunder. So mm-hmm. I can Sunder his weapons assuming that I have roll something with an advantage, because in order to actually do it, I have to have advantages. So I can do it three times if I get three advantages on a roll.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I can also, like, I can also burn him.
Burn him like a limousine.
God damn, dude.
Just cut his door off, Zeke.
Nice.
I don't know, man. This is tough. This is not a good situation that we're in right now.
Yeah.
We don't even know what's in the bunker. There could be 10 stormtroopers in the bunker. Like, we could be
10 of these stormtroopers in the bunker. Like, we don't have any idea, but we're in it now. I don't know. Because we don't know how long it'll take to get into the bunker, you know, like if Zed starts hacking it, we have no idea. Let's just fight him.
I say that's our best option.
Let's do it. Let's start fighting him.
Giant tin can.
So he has what's it called? The jump pack?
Yeah, he has some kind of jetpack situation.
Okay. I'm just wondering if I could, like, make it go off for, like 10 seconds and then just have it cut out, like, a bad motivator it. Just, like, and then no more.
So bad motivator makes it, like, flicker off, right? Like, it damages it.
Right, I know.
So, yeah, if he turns it on, he's flying around, you could definitely be like, bad motivator.
Sure. Okay.
I
just turn around and just get my fucking fusion cutter in one hand, and I got my other, the gun underneath the other thing. I'm ready to fucking do something.
I'm running towards him.
No, I'm not. I'm stopping, and I'm,
you're just like holding out your thing, like, please run into this.
No, I'm waiting for him to come get me. Come on.
I'm just going to burn air, and if you happen to inhabit that air.
Okay, well, I mean, someone has to go, right? Like, the three of you have to go before the round continues, or you can just choose not to do anything, in which case we just move the order forward.
Are there any advantages?
Currently, there's the two that you generated before on your stealth that you're still holding on to.
Oh, shit, I also have breach.
The one die, and there's the two.
Can I use them for myself for an attack?
Yeah, because you generated two of them. So.
Oh, okay. Then I guess I'll just go.
Okay. Yeah.
Since that stun grenade didn't do anything, like, I'm I forgot that breach is the best thing against armor because it ignores 10 soak. So.
Okay. Ooh.
Well, you can go now. Also, Gunner can go now. Use your advantage, and then as the rest of us go, if we can generate more advantage for your next turn, assuming we don't get one shot by this guy, which we probably will.
I'm ready for him. Bring it.
One punch, man.
One punch.
Okay. So what you want to do here is okay. Who's going?
I'm going.
No, I'm ready.
Are you going to go, Caitlin? Or Gunner?
Yeah, either one's fine. Okay. All right, Zed. So you need to move from short to medium because you want to get in, you want to engage, right?
Yeah.
You want to melee him. All right. So let me take a quick look at I just need to see if it's two actions or one here.
Zed, I want to say it's been a pleasure serving with you.
All right, combat. How do you
don't count me out yet, Commander?
There we go. All right, so types of maneuvers, you're going to move, so it is two. It's move, and then pay two strain to engage, and then you can attack, if you want to do that all now.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
I forgot to say on my last turn I wanted to be aiming, but I don't think you can name a vibra sword, so.
Yeah,
I guess that's, yeah. So then I had the conversation in my head, and I was like, no.
Yeah. Okay. So you take your two strain, you come running up, and I think as you're charging him, he just stands there pointing the Gatling like thing at you as it starts to spin. And then you engage him and you attack.
Yep. Now my question to you is this.
Yes.
Since it has all of these things, like Sunder is active, so I have to tell you I'm Sundering. If I get advantage on the roll. Breach is passive, so that's always there.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have to aim for either him or his weapon, right?
No, I think you attack him.
Okay.
And if you get three advantage, you can spend it to Sunder.
Okay, cool.
Right? Like let me just double check Sunder here. So Sunder you spend one each to damage equipment. So if you get one, you move the damage from fine to minor, then to moderate, then to major. You basically have to sunder it four times to destroy the weapon. So you want lots of advantage. Gotcha. But you still get to attack and cause damage and
stuff. Okay. So what's the difficulties and whatnot?
You are in melee, so it starts at two. You get one black and one upgrade on the bad side.
Okay. And yep, I get no advantage or anything. Yep. I'm just letting you guys know this is going to be pretty pathetic.
I'm also put another advantage on the dark side because I'm going to spend a point.
Another upgrade?
Yeah, put another upgrade on.
So yeah, okay. So he automatically gets one upgrade just for being.
He gets one for free, and then I'm spending a destiny point on him.
Oh, okay, good. That's good. Okay. This is gonna be fun. All right, and then it's a brawl roll, right?
Yes, it is. Yep. Or is it melee? Let me look at the fusion thing. Items, weapon characteristics. Here we go. It's called a fusion cutter.
Yeah,
because it should say what weapon it uses. We've used it before, but.
Honestly, it doesn't matter. They're both the same.
Oh, they're the same? Okay, they just roll in.
Yep, okay.
That's probably why we didn't check before.
All right, well, here goes nothing.
Okay. All right, so you take a strain when you come at him, and you, like, run up and jab him with the fusion torch, and there's, like, sparks flying off of his armor, and it leaves a trail of, like, burnt enamel, and he just looks down at you, and he's like,
assaulting a stormtrooper is an offense punishable by death.
You went all Judge Dredd on your ass, man.
Yeah, you're just standing there like.
Yeah, and then I'll just look up at him because I know this is kind of a distraction, hopefully, everyone else. So I'll just look up at him and say, I'll be sure to log that in my hard drive.
Okay, so Talra and Gunner both still need to go.
All right, so I have a question. Yes. We are currently in front of the fake store. Are there any vehicles around us?
Yeah, sure.
Anything large?
Define large.
Something that would do a lot of damage if it ran into a big stormtrooper?
Yeah, I mean, there's like hover vehicles and stuff around. There's probably like a delivery truck or something.
Okay. Now, what kind of skill would one need if one were to, say, want to drive one of those that is not theirs?
There's a piloting skill, pilot planetary.
Oof, me, rank one.
So I'm going to radio my little idea to Kestrel. Right. Because my driving is not so hot.
Hit him with a truck.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to do that. Truck
over there, run into the big guy. Sounds pretty much.
But, and okay, so I guess at that point, I'll probably wait. My turn.
Okay. All right.
Make a run for the truck.
So I guess that means Gunner needs to go.
Did you see what I proposed, Adam?
Yes. I think so.
Can I do that?
I don't. Not in this like immediate moment, no. You can, yeah, because it relies on stuff that's going to happen after this.
Okay.
Yeah, I see what you're doing, and it's actually it makes sense. If you want to spend a destiny point on it, then yeah, spend a destiny point, and I'll start a timer.
Okay. I never use them for myself. I don't know how to decrease it.
Just roll destiny? Yeah. No, there's a little like use light side point on your character sheet. Should be like in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Thanks. You can still take your action as normal.
Okay. I want to run at this guy and then attack. But after I run at him, I want, like, I'm going so quickly that I maneuver to go past him.
From the distance you're at right now, it would be one maneuver to get into range, one maneuver to engage, an action to hit, and then you'd have to continue your turn next turn to keep going.
Okay, so I'm just going to be engaged with him at the end then.
Yeah. Same as Zed.
Okay. Difficulty?
You want to make a melee attack. Difficulty is two purple with one upgrade automatic and one black die on his side.
One upgrade on his side?
Yeah. And take the strain if you want to take two strain if you're moving and attacking and doing all that stuff in one turn.
To move after I hit or no?
No. It's one to move from short to medium. That's your only maneuver you get. You got to spend two to put another maneuver in to engage.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you can attack as your action.
So when you attack me, that's when my upgrade comes in.
Where do you get an upgrade from?
Just the defense one.
Oh, it's not an upgrade. It's a black die. But yes, yeah. When I attack you, that's.
Okay. So one black, two purple.
Yep. And then don't forget to add your blue die for the boost that you got.
Yeah.
One black, two purple, and an upgrade on his side because any attack against him. Yeah.
Nice. Oh, yay!
Okay. All right. So you hit for 5, 6, 7, 8. minus his soak puts it down to 0, but plus your pierce, which is 4. So he takes 4 wounds.
Oh, we scratched his big toe! Yes!
And then
you've got... There's toggles on that to remove first.
What's that?
Nothing.
You've got 2 advantage, so you can inflict 2 crits if you want to.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So I have 1 vicious, so 1d10. One ten?
No, I gotta roll for the crits. Okay. I'll use it on his sheet because I gotta keep track of it on his sheet.
Yeah.
So what is the vicious? Is it 10?
I think it's 10 and not 20. So I think it's 21.
Right, because it went down because it's not serrated anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So he'll take the first crit with a plus 10. Okay. Okay, so he can't perform a free maneuver. He's distracted. And then his second one, he's already got a crit. We add another 10 because of the weapon, and it'll add 10 more for the distracted. All right, so his difficulty is increased by one difficulty die until the end of the encounter.
Awesome.
Okay.
Does that give us bonuses when we attack him?
No, it just makes it harder for him to hit.
Okay.
So that was Gunner. All right, so Talra, you have to go.
Okay. Oh, Kestrel already went?
No, I haven't gone yet.
Oh, no, you know what? Hold on. This is the auto thing again. It's not two crits. It's just one extra bad crit. Let me, I forgot that relief from before. Let me clear those and I'll just roll one worse one.
Yeah. Also, I wasn't doing anything fancy with my sword. I'm just holding it and then kind of like in a flash.
One crit plus
two. And I go right into him. But at the same time, like almost right before I engage him, I feel a lot of duress in my head. So maybe around the cerebral implants, but you can see me wince as I'm connecting with him.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. So he crits. He takes one large crit. He gets knocked over. You knock him down. So you run past him, slash against his armor, and you actually like manage to cut it open with the mono blade. And he kind of like staggers a little bit and stumbles. So he takes a strain, and he's going to have to use his maneuver to get up.
Quick question, Adam. You said that. Gunner successfully cut through his armor.
Yeah, Gunner damaged him. Yeah.
What's it look like under there?
You can't tell, but he doesn't bleed.
He doesn't bleed.
No, you don't see any blood.
That answered my question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Talra, you have to go, and then anyone can go.
I think I'll just go ahead and take a shot.
Okay.
I don't have too many other options right now, so I'll go ahead and take a shot.
All right, so you are firing into a melee, so it increases the difficulty. So it's you're currently at one, two. You're two bands away. All right, so two purple, two upgrades on the bad side, one black die on the bad side, and that's it.
Oh, that's it.
That's okay. The roll.
All right, here we go. And crit.
You miss. So you fire at him, and it just bounces off the back of his armor. He doesn't even seem to really notice.
Cool.
Okay, so he's going to spend a maneuver to get up, and I'm actually going to move everybody now because the engagement is there. There we go. Okay, so he's going to spend a maneuver to get up. And that's fine. He's going to take two strain to spend another maneuver to disengage. And then, so he stands up and kind of like sweeps his arm to like push you away from him. Takes a step back and just starts to move the gun back and forth as blaster bolts start to fly out of the end of it. So he's using... he's using a plasma shell assault cannon, which has auto fire and inaccurate. So he automatically adds a black die to the roll. I'm adding one more purple to the roll for auto fire. And what auto fire allows him to do is if I hit, I can trigger it by spending two advantages, and each time I trigger it, it deals an additional hit to the target.
And did you add the die for the critical injury he has?
He doesn't. There's no penalty for his critical injury.
Okay.
Actually, one more person gets to go before him. So let me give him a strain back. You're back at the beginning of the turn. So. I skipped over the 3-1. So one person gets to go before he does all this stuff.
So can I make my move toward the delivery vehicle or whatever it was?
Yeah. You can spend your turn. I think it's outside the fight. It's at extreme range. So you can spend your turn moving towards it.
Okay. How many bands can I move on one turn?
Medium to long is two maneuvers. So that's basically it. And then at the beginning, you'll get into extreme range on your next turn. You'll be next to the vehicle.
Can I spend strain to get next to it this turn?
I don't think so, because long to extreme, I think, is another range band. Let me take a look at your combat actions here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's two. Yeah, it's two to go from long to extreme. So you can kind of get halfway between extreme and long, which means you'll be able to get into the vehicle on the next turn if you spend the two strain now, rather than being like up against it.
Okay, I'll do that and just spend the two strain.
Okay, all right. So you take two strain and you just like rip it.
Yeah,
heading that way. Cool. Okay, so that's when the stormtrooper backs off, takes a strain, and then gets ready to fire. I think he's gonna attack. You're both like equally valid targets. I'm just gonna roll. I'll roll a die. Flip a coin. One it's Zed. Two it's Gunner.
Bring it.
Come on, die. All right. So Gunner, he's gonna shoot at you. He activates auto fire, and let's see how he rolls.
I'm ready.
So TI-85, we're firing at a difficulty of two. One black die is going into it. And it's only his first shot, so I'm not going to add any force to it. Okay. All right. So he hits. He doesn't get to trigger auto fire because I need two to make that happen. So you get hit once. I didn't get enough to crit you. Breach ignores soak. It's 10 points, right, Zed?
Yep.
Okay, let me just check what concussive does. If it hits, the target is staggered for a number of rounds equal to concussive rating. Okay, so you're stunned by the shot, Gunner. So I'm going to put a little sleepy icon on you. Yeah, cumbersome means that he needs to have at least four brawn to use it, and inaccurate is why he has one black die on there. Cool. Okay, so you take 12 damage, Gunner, as the plasma weapon hits you, and I think he does auto fire. Like it hits the ground. He hits the ground a couple of times before he gets to you, and then one blaster bolt hits you in the chest. Your vision goes white for a second, and he continues to move it over. And Zed, you manage to get out of the way, and he fires past you. I think while he's firing, he's just saying like
put your weapons on the ground. Put your weapons on the ground.
And he's just like, just firing back and forth at you. All right. Anybody who is not Kes can go. What do you want to do?
I'll go.
Okay.
I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to try and get his attention away from basically like, hey, I got a flamey thing. Come get it. Because I don't have much of a chance to hit him.
Hey,
real honest.
Zed, yeah. When we struck this guy, he didn't bleed, and he's certainly sounding to start to sound robotic. Is there anything, do you have any tricks that we could use against a robotic enemy?
Hold on. Well, I'm going to check. I'm going to see if there's any.
Did we get the like, side grenade?
The obvious thing would be if we could hack it, but I doubt that we could do that. But
the ionic grenades, did we get those?
No. Is there a knowledge check to see like his movements or the cut producing sparks or something like that? Is there a check that I could see to be more sure if he's robotic or he just doesn't, he's a species that doesn't bleed?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell. You can make a perception check because it's hard to tell whether the weapon didn't go deep enough or because the arm is quite thick.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But also, like, you could take a round. Someone could take an action to make a perception check.
Oh, it'd be an action?
Yes. Yeah. Because you're stopping to, like, get a good look at him.
Okay. So that would take the place of my attack?
It would take the place of your action. Yeah, you could still move.
Okay.
Hey, Zeke, I'm pretty perceptive. And considering my last attack, I'd be willing to try to take a look if you want to before your turn.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, in that case, I'll go ahead and go, and we'll do a perception check. What would be my difficulty there, Adam?
Just say two.
Two
purple? Two purple, yeah. Because you're not attacking, and there's no
upgrade. Great, okay. So, here we go.
Okay. Yeah.
I've had nothing but ass rolls all day today.
You can't learn anything. You can't learn anything about him. You get that advantage. You can pass on to the next person who acts,
which I will do.
You can't tell. It's either, yeah, either it went too shallow or, or there's something else going on.
Got it. I will pass my advantage to Zed, who I think is going next.
Okay.
Okay. What's the difficulty on him again?
On shooting him, or you want to melee him again?
Melee, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you go ahead and engage with him, and that's just one action because you're already at short range. So it's one maneuver, and now you your difficulty is two purple and one upgrade and one black on the side.
Two purple, one upgrade, one black.
Yeah.
No red.
No. Okay. Well, the upgrade will automatically put a red.
We'll make it a red. Yeah, yeah. Make one of the purples red. Right. Okay. And then I got the advantage. Let's see here. I got that light side point.
Yep.
Because
if you hit, you get to ignore his soak, right? You've got a breach weapon.
Yeah, ignore his soak for sure. Yeah, and it's 5 damage plus sunder plus all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you guys mind if I use that light side?
Can you use a light side point defensively?
Yes, you can apply your destiny point one or another of two ways. You can either use it for a roll for yourself, or you can use it on a roll against you, and that increases the difficulty of someone attacking you.
Zeke, the only thing to consider is we may want to save a light side point for Kes for anything she may run into trying to get into that truck or use it. Okay. But that being said, do whatever you want. Like,
I think you could consider that a 3 hit points too, though, and that I do the most damage, I think. So I don't know if there's anywhere we could use it towards myself, but like I get knocked out next turn. He's gonna attack me again. I get knocked out next turn. So if you can think of a way that would help me.
I don't need to use it. We'll figure it out. I'll leave the light side point on the light side.
Well, it might not be usable, so
we could use a light side point to infer. So like we could use a light side point, for instance, when Kes gets to the truck, she pulls down the visor and the person stored the key up there or something. Like we can use that in an RP sense as well, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna make my attack here then.
Okay. All right. So you generate advantage, but you can't get through his armor. Just can't roll well enough to like get that breach going.
Right. But I will sunder using that one advantage. And I'll take the weapon from undamaged to minor.
All right, sure. And with Sunder, I don't think you actually have to hit. Let me double check.
It says it requires advantage to activate, like one.
Yeah. Okay. Sunder. Yeah. Okay, so you're not really hurting him. Like you jab the fusion cutter into his armor and drag it along the side, and it doesn't cut open his armor. But at the end of the arc, you drag it across the energy tube that leads up to his weapon, and you cause it some damage.
Okay.
Which means it's going to be harder for him to hit with that weapon. So condition goes from new to minor damage.
Yeah.
All right. So he looks down at it and looks at you, and he's like,
damaging Imperial property is a crime punishable by death.
And yeah, so that's...
Add it to my tab.
All right, cool. Gunner, I believe, Gunner can go. There's... Or whoever hasn't acted yet this turn. So
Is there any advantage laying around?
There is currently not, no.
Okay,
so the minor damage penalty for use is one additional black die.
Okay, yeah, it'll automatically calculate it. So he's going to have a harder and harder time fighting with this the more damaged it is.
Sweet.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Actually, well, I see we're coming pretty, like, we're over time. So let's cut it there. We'll cliffhanger it here. You know, you've damaged his weapon a little bit, and we'll leave the initiative order in place. I'll make a note that Kes was at the top of the turn, so Gunnar still needs to go. And Talra went. So yeah, just Gunnar to end this turn, and we'll pick it up after that. We'll see if you can take on this trooper next time.
And as soon as we bring the gun, we can deal with his two power fists.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited about this whole truck situation.
Me too. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, this should be fun. It's actually a good opportunity for me to go look up the rules for what happens if you hit someone with a truck. Go ahead and make a little note here.
What truck page is that, Adam? Hovercraft.
Truck? I think 75 to 100 damage non-lockable is good.
So Caitlin, that thing that you messaged me about, I've got the countdown going. It's on my list. We will carry it on next turn. So cool. Let's do some shout outs and call it a day. you wanna go first, Co?
Sure.
Our hairless Bothan.
Yeah, right. I know. No RP today here. Anyway, my name is Ko. As always, a big thank you to my fellow players and Caitlin and Zeke. A huge shout out and thank you to Adam, fantastic DM, and JP for all the behind the scenes stuff. And thank you for watching. My name is Ko. You can find me at twitch.tv/KoCarnage. I stream every day. In fact, this Friday is my 1,000th day streaming every single day on Twitch in a row.
Jesus Christ.
Kind of party event thing. Should be a lot of fun. Also going to be playing Starbound like all day because it releases N2. So hope to see you then. And as always, a big thank you for watching today.
Awesome. Thank you, Ko. It was a pleasure. You want to go next?
Sure, I'll go.
Do it.
What is going on? My name is Zeke the Third, Zeke for short. Want to thank Adam for making this experience awesome as always. And Caitlin and Ko as well for being awesome teammates and fun to RP with, and JP for what he does behind the scenes. I know I'm going to be honest here. Thank you, JP. I will be broadcasting tomorrow, noon Pacific. I'm doing Phantasmagoria, which is an older, really weird, trippy, like fun game.
I haven't thought about that game in a long time.
That's what I'm doing. It's still oldies but goodies month, or extended actually. But I will be leaving on Wednesday. I'll be gone on Wednesday for 4 days because I'm going to San Diego Comic-Con for Twitch, with Twitch, I guess, to do some hosting stuff there. But that's it. I'll see you tomorrow at noon if you want to check me out. Phantasmagoria.
Cool, cool. Kes, a.k.a. Anne, why don't you do yours?
Yes, hello. My name is Ammunition. Thank you guys for watching, and thanks to Adam, Zeke, Caitlin, and Ko, of course, for the wonderful day. Hoping that next time we meet, we aren't all getting murdered by a fearsome Terminator bot. I stream every day, Tuesday through Sunday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Play a lot of Overwatch, and lately I've been doing some creative streams. And I don't think I'll be streaming tonight because today is technically my day off. So I'm not going to do a bonus stream tonight, but I will be live tomorrow at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Might be playing Overwatch, but also looking into Red Dead Redemption, which I never played. So might be picking that up pretty soon. Thanks, guys.
Cool, cool. All right, last but not least, Caitlin, shout it out for us.
Well, I would also like to thank everyone here, Adam and Ko, Zeke, and I guess I'll thank Anne a second time to make up for Ko.
Thanks.
I also stream every day. If you haven't seen my stream for a while, you should check it out because I did all the audio. I think it sounds pretty good. I jump scare really easily. Like, I'm afraid of water in video games. So now I have a compressor, so it gets capped, and I don't hurt your ears anymore. So yeah, I'm going to play more of The Witcher. So, like, I mean, I wasn't surprised. A lot of people here love The Witcher, and now I'm 50 some odd hours into it. Good. What can I say? I can't stop playing it. And I'm going to stream probably in like 5 minutes from now. I'll just stream tonight. Why not? So yeah, thanks for watching.
Cool, cool. Thanks, Caitlin. Well, I'm who I always am. I'm your GM, Adam Coble. You can find me at twitch.tv/AdamCoble. This has been a very busy month. I'm in and out, so my schedule's been a little bit quieter than usual, but I'm streaming again this week. We're going to pick it up tomorrow. And I will be, of course, back here for more roleplay action next time. You can find out where that is on JP's website. Follow me on Twitter, Skinny Ghost. Go check out the It Me JP subreddit for the Q&A for this week. And I just like to remind everybody that damaging Imperial property is a crime punishable. Don't do it, kids. But don't damage Imperial property.
But what about the Force, Adam?
What about, well, all right, fine. Fine.
All right, wait for it.
We'll see everybody next time. And until then, may the Force be with you.
Oh my God, he said it.
Bye, everybody.